This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
8 o'clock hour here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Thank you for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. You can win your Cowboys Lions tickets and some merchandise as well, courtesy of Miller Lite, by joining the KNC Masterpiece from 10 to 2 at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Bobby will be there. Flagtober rolls on today as well. One of a kind Whataburger G Bag flag. Get your Cowboys tickets and swag with the rest of the shows if you turn it on, leave it on, and meet up with them today. All right, let's get the official picks in. Me and Peyton were wrong last week in picking the Steelers. Bobby and Choppy were right. So don't buzz us, Peyton.
Sorry.
So let's start off with you and the five things you want to see. We need your official selections on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. All right, here we go. Number one with the five things is win the first quarter. Lions are coming off a bye here. And I did some research on teams coming off of a bye, thanks to my guy Bo as well. But teams coming off a bye struggle. They don't have an advantage. They struggle that first game back. Conventional wisdom.
And how far back does that go?
This one is back to, I think, 0-2. Teams coming off a bye are 202 and 180. All right, that's a winning percentage of just over 52%, so kind of a coin flip. But if you break down further into that, those teams coming off a bye have the total margin of victory is 0.1 points. I mean, it is a complete coin flip. Because it's human nature, right? What happens like the first day after vacation when you come back to work?
You want to just die?
You're in a fog, man. Like, you don't know what's going on. And then the week leading into the vacation, you're busy, and especially the Cowboys, like, it's they're going into the bye, so they get there, and they're going to be in the same situation in 2 weeks when they go to San Fran. The Cowboys, we think it's a from a rest perspective, yes, they are rested, but they're rusted. So like Detroit last year, they were coming out of a bye. They won their game by 3 points. It was a road game against the Chargers. They won 41-38, but they struggled that game. The previous year off a bye, they lost by 18.
Wow.
So Campbell is 1-1-1. They had the tie against Pittsburgh off of a bye. So
to that point, it's not as much of an issue anymore, but early on in Dak's career, in fact, like the first half of Dak's career, if he had more than 7 days rest, his numbers were significantly worse than when they were just on normal rest or even short rest.
Right? It makes no sense, but think of it like a pitcher, right?
Rhythm.
A pitcher, what's that?
Rhythm.
Rhythm, yeah. Think of a pitcher, you know, he's off of his normal 4 days rest. Now he's got 8 days rest. Well, he's probably going to be a little wild. His timing, his command of his pitches may be off.
Same thing for a hitter. And then we've seen this with football, with quarterbacks. You know, they get that bye week in the playoffs, and they are a little sluggish. So, food for thought. Number two, big game for the linebackers. Overshown whoever.
Yeah, whoever they're going to be.
Whoever they're going to be. Because they've got Laporta, and Laporta's a good player. But Gibbs out of the backfield, it could be a nightmare in the passing game as well. Nightmare. So keep up with that. Number three, got to wear out their secondary. It's the weak spot of their defense as a unit, and that's a weak link unit. You can absolutely throw on them. Geno did a great job throwing on them a couple weeks ago. Challenge Ragnow, baby. He's coming off the pec. Coming off the pec injury.
Didn't he just beat up Dan Campbell?
He did, but you got to challenge. You got to overload the middle. See what he can handle. Test it. Test that pec. See what, I don't even know which one it is. And then, of course, watch for the fake. The fake punt, the fake field goal, the fake handoff, the halfback option pass. They're going to do something. They're going to do something this weekend.
RJ Choppy with the five things preview. Bobby, start us off with the pick and why.
Yeah, well, I did nail it. Thank you for remembering last week that I nailed the prediction correctly. In fact, I think I said a game-winning touchdown drive from Dak at the end to win it.
Remember that.
Nailed that dunk, buckets. This one is Dallas will score a lot of points in this one. This will be when Choppy said last year we were expecting it to be a high-scoring game, I do expect this one is going to be high-scoring. I think Dallas can take advantage of a lot with Detroit's secondary and be able to move the ball down the field. I think this will be a good game for Dak. The problem is I think there's just too many different ways that Detroit can challenge and stress the Cowboys' defense, particularly their linebackers, particularly the way that this offensive line gets up to the second level and is able to clear space for the running backs. And they've got really good, tough pass catchers who, no matter how physical the game gets, they just don't get shaken by it. So I've got the Lions in this one, 31-28, sending you to a 500 record heading into the bye week and then a date with San Francisco.
I'm iffy on the score. I'm not iffy on Detroit with the points. Although the points have gone to 3.5. I'm sure Choppy can tell you where to get it at 3. The over under 52.5. The Lions win this game by more than 3 points. It's either 34-23, 35-24, something like that. I have the Lions winning by about 10 points, and they score in the 30s.
I have the same. I got 31-20 Lions. I think the under is the play here. It's at 52-52.5, depending on where you get it at. I think the underplays in the NFL this year.
If your final score prediction is like 1 or 1.5 off, would you bet?
I would not bet that. No.
Okay, so then why are you saying the under plays?
I think the under is what's gonna win. I think it is gonna go under. I wouldn't bet it though. I don't trust it enough to bet it.
Yeah.
But if you were to ask me if I had to pick one, I would probably bet the under. But I do think the Cowboys I think they lose by 10. I'm with you guys, or with you on that one. I think it's 31-20 Lions.
Pepe.
I'm going Lions 30-20. I mean, I worry about the Lions running game and the Cowboys' inability to stop.
Choppy get aligned.
Yep. Yeah. Although Choppy eats his breakfast.
By the way, Bobby went in the studio, in Peyton's studio in the commercial break, took the rest of his breakfast sandwich and threw it in the trash. Peyton got hype. I've never heard Peyton that hype. In the commercial break, he was getting loud with Bobby.
Dropping F-bombs as I was walking out the door. Now he said, fine, go throw it. He's like, go in there, go show Sean and RJ. Look, you didn't eat his breakfast, effing baby. That's what he said.
Yeah, the Cowboys haven't won a home game in a long time. I think they're 0-4 in the last 4 home games, including the Packers' loss in the playoffs. So I have Lions winning 30-20. Cowboys offense just not going to get it going. And for the Fantex, the Tolo's weighing in on the Frankel and Frankel injury tourney Fantex. A lot of Lions here, except for the 903, who says Cowboys dominate 37-24. 972 says Lions by 20. 817, Lions 35-13. And 469 and 817. Both have a 17-point Lions victory.
Roy Smith over on the YouTube says Lions 30, Cowboys 21. That seems to be about the general score range all you guys have settled in.
By the way, some follow-up from yesterday. CeeDee Lamb confirmed that the sideline video with Dak Prescott was about jump balls. Jump balls for jump balls. And I got you. Dak was asked about people making a lot over the sideline interaction. His first reaction was, quote, it's comical. So I roll my eyes at Dak's reaction to it. If NBC was accurate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Incorrect. The Dak did not look up and just kept looking at his iPad. You talk about it. You ask about it. Mm-hmm.
But you can't know that. Like, I don't think even they can know. When you do, yeah, when they pan
like, why
out.
Why would Dak not look up and be like,
when they pan, yeah, when they pan out.
Yeah.
And on the second, but he could have.
But Collinsworth said, I blame Collinsworth for that. By saying Dak didn't even look up. You got to know that that is happening while CD's saying it to him.
Yeah,
versus a separate shot.
Yeah, because the shot pulls out and then he's still looking down at the iPad. But when he first says jump balls for, I got you, we have no idea if Dak looked up and nodded. There's no telling because the shot is so tight at first and then it pulls out. So
and
I don't
they've
know.
Had enough sideline history that it's a thing now. So Dak can roll his eyes, get mad all he wants, but it has been a thing. And in that shot, at least, he didn't even blink. He just kept staring down, which makes you think he was annoyed in that moment. I was questioning, though, whether that shot was happening while Lamb was talking to him.
Yeah, and I mean, like, look, I mean, just another thing.
And let me say one more thing. And correct me if I'm wrong, Bobby, you're down on the field with NFL Films. Everyone, including Jerry Jones, they always say, do you know how many times that happens? Do you know how often that takes place? My counterback question would be, don't we have everything wired and filmed to the point now on the sidelines where we would basically pick up every time that happens? Correct me on this.
So,
why are you smiling?
Because I think there are...
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The access and the filming and being on top of everything. I wonder how often do we actually miss anything? There was an incident that happened...
But when that comes out, what, at the end of the year, a lot of that stuff.
Well, no, every week they do.
I'm talking about even the TV crew for that game, so seeing something.
They mic up the guards. Both guards for both NFL teams are mic'd up, so that when you hear
they mic up the guards.
So when you hear Dak's cadence, the wide day, all that stuff, that's microphones picked up off of the guards.
Oh,
and so
I never knew that.
Yeah, that's how they get the.
Is it like an NFL rule they have to wear it?
So Zach Martin and Tyler Smith will have mics on their jerseys so that they can pick up the sound of.
But
like
they have
Dak's
to.
Cadence, yeah. And wow. So, and then similarly, guys on the other team have to be mic'd up so that they can, you know, pick up the cadence for the broadcast. So that's something that exists. So I think because of that and because of what that's supposed to be used for, there's certain, like, if that mic picks up something else, or like you can't keep a recording of certain things where it's like, so there are some things where maybe we hear about it and just because of agreements with the NFL, it's like, well, that's not allowed to get out because of the way that it was picked up or the way we heard about it. But there is a lot of...
How many sideline eyes are there camera-wise on both
teams? Mics and microphones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Arthur Smith talked about it yesterday with the Steelers. He called it, he's like, it's like the Truman Show now with the NFL, where there's a camera like popping up in every single area and you don't even know where cameras are. But, I mean, Rocket Ishmael told the story a couple weeks ago on Cowboys Crosstalk that he was like, we were in the huddle one time. I had missed a pass. Like, I had dropped a pass. And when I got back to the huddle, Eric Williams was just staring at me. He's like, no camera ever picked this up, because he was talking about what do cameras pick up. And he said, no camera picked up that Eric Williams looks at me and goes, you dumb MF-er. He's like, catch the effing ball. And then he whacked him. And he's like, the whole left side of my body was numb for the rest of the first half. And he's like, they don't pick that up. But by the end of it, we're all good. He said, in fact, most times I ever thought, this is going to make us reach a breaking point and we're not going to be able to get along. This will be awkward in the locker room. He's like, it was always the next day everybody had forgotten about it.
Some of those are great. Like the Parcells Sims fight on the sideline.
Shut up, Sims.
Hey, Phil, I'll call the plays.
Is your team losing worse than your dog dying? That's part of the Major League Baseball playoffs that we'll talk about. Then Mike McCarthy next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.